The new leadership at Volkswagen has to find some way to get the car back in drive. The company suffered a disastrous blow to its image in recent weeks. Its cheating on emissions tests was revealed. NPR's Yuki Noguchi asked experts how to fix the company's reputation.
For decades, American culture has had a soft spot for Volkswagen. Think of Herbie the Love Bug.
Isn't that the scrappy little car we had in the shop?
Or the dysfunctional family taking a road trip in a chronically honking classic VW bus in Little Miss Sunshine.
Stuck or something.
Try pulling it further.
Oh, jeez, I'm being pulled over. Everybody, just pretend to be normal.
VW cultivates that progressive counterculture association in its advertising.
Stop less, go more.
The Passat TDI clean diesel with up to 814 highway miles per tank. Just one reason Volkswagen is the number one selling diesel car brand in America.
David Whitcomb bought into it. So much so, the Waynesboro, Virginia resident owns four Volkswagens.
They were amazing commercials, and they created this enthusiasm, and they could talk about driving for love. And, man, it's hard to talk that way right now.
Eric Desenhall is CEO of Desenhall Resources, a crisis management firm. He says VW has clearly put itself in a world of pain. But, he says, a comeback is still very likely.
I think Volkswagen is playing a long-term game. And I think that if you evaluate how well a company is doing in mid-crisis, it's sort of like trying to figure out how well a patient is doing in mid-surgery.
Earlier this week, VW's chairman warned the scandal poses an existential threat. Yesterday, the company's new CEO warned employees of financial retrenchment. The company will pare back or delay nearly all planned investments. Meanwhile, the company's investigation is reportedly focusing on at least three top executives, who are among those who've been suspended. That trickle of bad news, Desenhall says, does not help. But
to some degree, the drip-drip of allegation is a part of the process.
Desenhall says it's a mistake to seek a faster path out of the dumps. The public does not take kindly to companies dealing with self-inflicted wounds, trying to put a happy face on bad news.
The crisis has to pass through the system. You've got to go through CEO firings. You have to go through lawsuits. You have to go through congressional hearings. These are all of the rituals that you have to survive.
So, going forward, be honest. And, he says, focus on the substance. VW must successfully recall the cars, fix the problems, and offer incentives to loyal customers. Those are not issues marketing alone can solve.
It's not messaging and spin that are going to vindicate them.
Joan Schmidt is professor of risk management at the University of Wisconsin at Madison. She says Volkswagen set itself up by touting its German engineering and environmentalist credibility in its various ad campaigns.
That is one of the ironies of reputation, both development and maintenance, that, of course, we have to be who we say we are. And if it turns out that we're less than who we say we are, that's going to be damaging.
Schmidt says VW has a long history and good reputation heading into this crisis. The company could still redeem itself. But, she says, it will take a very, very long time. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.